Yo, let's go. Welcome to the Great Debate Show with your host Jarvis Jeffries, Terrence Smith, and Nick Ely. We back in the building, baby. They call us the good guys. And we're here and we're better than ever, baby. And we took a week off. Now we're back for a little NFL free agency frenzy. That's what we want to talk about right now. Free agency frenzy. It's a lot of things going on. Nick Ely and Terrence Smith are going to just kind of fill you all in on what's going on and what they think about the trades and signings that has happened in the NFL. A lot of players getting bounced around. It's nothing but a big old shuffle.
Yep.
And everybody's getting shuffled around here. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. Is that a good thing or not? We're going to talk about and the Steelers can thank the Denver Broncos for that. You know,
how they
for $1.5 million. And he's still going to get how much you say, Nick?
About 38.
From Denver. $38 million from Denver. $1.5 million in Pittsburgh.
Spending their Walmart money.
It's a win-win. Yeah, their Walmart money. And we also will talk about Saquon in Philly. Kirk Cousins, the richest quarterback in NFL history. We've said that before. And it's still. Man. It still exists.
He is goated, boy.
He is a money, king of money. The king of guaranteed money.
I'm trying to tell you.
Say what
man.
You will about Kirk Cousins, but he is the GOAT when it comes to getting money.
His agent, is his agent?
We need to find that out.
That's a good question.
Yeah. We need to give him a nice shout out.
Man, he has a great agent.
That man needs a statue.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about that. What does that mean for the Minnesota Vikings?
His agent's name is Mike McCartney.
Mike McCartney needs a statue outside of Kirk Cousins' house.
Yeah.
Seriously. And what does this mean for the Vikings now that they don't have Kirk Cousins? What's up with Justin Fields? What's going to happen with him? He's supposed to be on the move. The Bears have the number one pick, and it seems like they're going to draft Caleb Williams. So we need to find out what's going to happen. Let's talk about it, guys. Let's chat about it, shall we? The Great Debate Show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Hit the follow button, and you will be notified each and every time a new episode is up, and we up right now, guys. Go ahead. Chime in.
Now you said, I was looking at Kirk Cousins' agent stuff. Did I hear you say that Chicago's supposed to trade Justin Fields? I thought last I saw them.
I thought they were.
They really haven't said yet.
Yeah, I think they really haven't said anything either way.
The moves they're making, it looks like they're going to keep him.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're going to keep him and probably go, trade down, obviously, get some more draft capital, draft Marvin Harrison Jr., I would think.
This is what we were saying that they should do, but it sounded like they were going to move on from him.
I mean, because now you're looking at Justin Fields, DeAndre Swift. Who's the receiver? You already got DJ Moore. And then you go get Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's a pretty solid offense.
Plug a tight end in there.
If the offensive line is better.
Yeah. Work on your offensive line, plug you in a decent athlete at tight end. You got something to work with.
And let's not forget, they also have, I think, the eighth or the ninth pick as well.
Yeah, they got that from
Carolina. So they could use that the eighth or the ninth pick is their pick. The first pick came from Carolina.
There you go. Yeah, that's correct.
But
that eighth pick could be Brock Bowers.
Yeah, they could use that pick to fix offensive line.
Oh, yeah, offensive line.
Yeah. So
Brock Chicago Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia, is supposed to be quote unquote possibly the best player in the draft.
Yeah, they're in a great spot.
So is this happening because Caleb Williams? I've heard the talks about how he's. Really isn't sold on going to Chicago. Has he told his agent in his camp or whatever that he doesn't want to get drafted by Chicago? Is this the reason why they're going to hang on to Justin Fields?
I think that
it didn't sound like they were going to do
that. He has not said that publicly, but I do believe that's the sentiment.
It would not surprise me if he's pulling the Eli.
And honestly, if you look at the way that offensive line played, I wouldn't want to go there either. I mean, we see how they've treated Justin Fields, and he's had a different coordinator every year, a different coach just about every year. Like, who wants to go into that?
Yeah.
So I don't blame him. But I also think that it's one of those situations now where a lot of star players are getting NIL money and they don't have to be in a rush to go to the league.
What do you think about Caleb Williams?
I mean, from what I've seen, and I haven't watched a whole lot. I watched maybe a couple of games. Yeah. He looks really good. I think we have an issue, and I don't mean like us personally, but people in general. We always look for the next something. You know, we did it for years with Jordan. It was, the next Jordan. He's the next Jordan. And, thankfully we got Kobe and we did get the next Jordan.
Don't disrespect
me. No, I wouldn't do that, thankfully. But if we didn't, we'd still be damn looking for the next one.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we're looking for the next Kobe. And is that Kawhi? Is that Jason Tatum? Is that – we got to quit doing this shit. And now Caleb Williams is supposed to be the next Patrick Mahomes. And
we ain't even finished the first Patrick Mahomes.
We just got him for 5 years. Like
we got six years.
Barely into his career, but that's the beast that we are creating that we have to continue to feed. Mm-hmm. And it's a very dangerous thing because now these players are going to come up trying to be the next this or the next that. And listen, I always tell people, I hurt my shoulder trying to be Ken Griffey. Right? Like, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like me that hurt something trying to be some athlete that they shouldn't be trying to be. And again, thankfully, we got Kobe, and that was possible for one person.
Yeah, because they tried to make
it. For one person.
They tried to make it Harold Miner. They tried to make it Vince Carter. They, to an extent, tried to make it Penny. They tried to make it. Who? I'm sure there's guys I'm
missing. But my point is, there's always somebody, right? And now we see this. And like Patrick Mahomes, a lot of people are already calling him the greatest of all time. So we got the next greatest of all time. Well, Patrick Mahomes is 6 years into his playing career.
I mean,
like it's just a ridiculous notion. So what do I think about him? I think he's good, but he ain't Patrick Mahomes.
I think you're right. I think furthermore, depending on where he ends up, I think there is more bust potential than people are.
Somebody has said that. Somebody that whose opinion I trust very well.
And I haven't watched. I'm not a huge college football guy anymore, right. Especially not like I used to be. I used to watch a lot of college football, but I don't watch nearly as much anymore. So I've watched some of them, but not a whole lot. I understand why people are impressed.
Yeah,
but I don't know if the success we saw from him in college can be consistently replicated in the league the way that he does it. I don't think his arm is quite as strong as Mahomes, number one.
Right.
I think he's probably a little bit better athlete, a little bit faster, a little bit shiftier.
He's a little bigger too, right?
No, I think he's a little smaller.
Okay. I don't know why I thought he was a little bigger than Mahomes.
I think he's a little smaller than Mahomes.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Mahomes is probably like a 6'3", 6'4", 230-ish type guy. I think Caleb Williams may be 6'2".
230 with a dad bod.
Right. Caleb Williams may be 6'2", 220-ish, okay. You know, a little smaller.
Yeah.
But I think maybe a little twitchier, a little shiftier athlete.
Yeah.
But I don't think his arm is quite as strong. And I don't think even at this, like this, after when we first saw Mahomes at the end of that first year, and then when he exploded on the scene really at the end of the first year.
Right.
And then the second year, you know, he went straight to NBA and MVP.
Yep.
I don't think we'll see that.
Nope.
Partially, I don't think we see that because there's not a chance. I don't think there's a very good chance he gets paired with somebody that is his Andy Reid, number one. That's the part of it, I think, that people don't realize is that makes Patrick Mahomes possible.
Right.
Like, Patrick Mahomes is not Patrick Mahomes if his head coach is even if it's Nick Sirianni, or even if it's Doug Peterson, or even if it's
that's not Andy Reid,
John Harbaugh. If it's not Andy Reid, he's not who we see him as now.
Yeah, perfect pairing.
And so that would have to happen for Caleb Williams, and the only way that happens, I'm not gonna say the only way. I don't know who that might
be. And look, well, first of all, let's thank the 49ers for that, because the Jarvis, you talked about this before, but Schefter told a story recently about how the 49ers didn't even scout a quarterback that year that Mahomes was in the draft.
Yeah, did you hear crazy. That? I did see that.
Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, and I forgot who else it was, because they were waiting on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I talked about that before.
Did you see the rest of the story?
No.
So they didn't scout for a quarterback, and they ended up making a trade or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly what they did the year that Patrick Mahomes was drafted.
What they do?
We drafted Solomon Thomas at number two overall.
Yeah.
And then we came back up from the second round and moved back to the late first round and drafted Reuben Foster.
Yeah.
That's right.
So somewhere in there, they ended up getting a compensatory pick a couple years later in the seventh round, and they drafted Brock Purdy.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that does nothing for me, considering that we're seeing that we're still not champions. So
so Schefter was telling the story right before the Super Bowl this year.
It's probably because
that's why it was kind of rough, because they were going into the Super Bowl playing each other.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's how they got there.
It's probably because they lost Solomon Thomas. Did he leave in free agency, or did they trade him?
I think so. Something like that.
He left in free agency.
Okay, so they got a compensatory pick for him.
That's and every happened. Defensive lineman that turns out to be a bust, because he is a bust. Robert Saleh just takes him to the Jets. That's what you just told me Javon Kinlaw did, right?
I did.
That's exactly what he did with Solomon Thomas. they're trash.
But yeah, what I was about to say, also, Merrill Hodge thinks that Caleb Williams won't be as great. And I actually trust Merrill Hodge's scouting.
Where did you see him at?
He had a video like Super Bowl week, I think.
I saw that video too.
Man, yeah. I haven't seen him in ages.
Yeah, he's not on ESPN anymore. He just yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
It's weird seeing some of the ESPN talent go other places, or like when you haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Chris Mortensen too. I don't know if
you Yeah, shout out to Chris Mortensen. Morton passed away like on a Sunday, I think.
Yeah, week or two ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Did I see that?
Oh, Sunday mornings would definitely not be the same.
They haven't been for a while, man.
He was sick or something.
Yeah, he had cancer.
He had throat cancer, I believe, yeah.
Okay, well, it got him. Definitely ripped Chris Mortensen. I think I do know that because I saw something on social media where it was a bunch of the people.
They were saying, childhood gone.
Yeah.
Chris Mortensen.
I did not know John Clayton was on there.
Yeah, John Clayton been gone. Yeah, John Clayton died a couple years ago.
Yep.
And then they had Stuart Scott, of course.
Yep.
Who's the fourth one they listed? John Saunders.
John Saunders.
I didn't know about him either.
John Saunders died a couple years too. It's been a year or two for him.
That's definitely our childhood. Yeah. Mine especially.
Yeah. Mine too.
I couldn't wait to watch.
Well, I guess it was your teenagehood more so.
One of my favorite shows was the Sports Reporters, and John Saunders was one of them.
John Saunders and John Clayton used to be on there a lot too.
Yeah, John. Yeah. I didn't know John Clayton really had that ponytail though.
Yeah.
I thought it was just for the commercial.
Remember they did that commercial, right? Yeah.
And Mom.
I think he like actually used to be in a rock band or something, and like he.
That's so wild.
That is so wild. He was really
what
one of those
to
like
commercials they used to do. They don't do.
They don't
anymore.
Do them anymore. They don't really.
You know, stuff evolves and changes and whatever. You kind of hate it sometimes.
I really
believe
politics messed it up, kind of. You know, because
they used to have a lot more fun with it.
Come on, man.
Who was the one sitting in LeBron's chair? And he's like, "Have you seen my chair?"
Scott Van Pelt.
No, I haven't seen your chair, LeBron. All right. It's like finding your chair. This
big ass throne and shit. All right.
Do some funny stuff. Yeah.
The Mannings had funny commercials.
Yeah. Well, they still do have funny commercials.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't really see a lot of those funny ESPN commercials anymore. But they've changed leadership, too. I forgot who the guy who was president there. I think he went over to Fox Sports. And so whoever's running it now, I guess he just didn't see the need to have those funny commercials. But I did enjoy them.
Really not.
Yeah, they were extremely funny.
Yeah.
But getting back to free agency, how do you guys think that Kirk Cousins is going to do now that he's gotten more guaranteed money on another contract coming off an Achilles tear?
Well, and I posted it the other day. He's made this. He's going to end up ending his career having made $500 million.
Yeah.
And we'll look at him as a fringe top 10 quarterback of his era.
I don't even consider him that.
Yeah,
he'll be free. I don't know if he'll quite make top 10.
Right, but you're saying 11, 12-ish maybe.
Yeah, like when we look back, Kirk Cousins came in the league, 2012? It was him and RG3 in that
same draft.
Yeah. So 2012, let's say if he retires in 2026, he gives us 14 years. He's on 4 years for this, so 2028.
Right.
We're going to go, Mahomes, probably Burrow, Brady, of course, was a decent part of his career.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was still playing for a good part of his career.
Yeah. The whole career.
Right.
So far.
Yeah, so far, right. Josh Allen, I would think, will probably end up passing. Lamar Jackson's going to be past him.
I mean, he played the same time Big Ben played.
He did get it back into Big Ben. He called prime Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
When was he drafted again? Was it
2012?
2012? Yeah, it was 12 because he got drafted the same year as RG3. I mean,
honestly, he's only better than Andrew Luck because he's played longer. That's the only reason you would put him. You would consider him.
That means you had a better career. That doesn't make you better. Telling me you're going to take him over Andrew Luck,
absolutely
like,
not. You know me better than that. Absolutely not.
Going to the door.
Yeah, you know me better than that. Absolutely not.
He had Cam Newton there for a minute.
Cam Newton's MVP year is in there.
So who is he really better than? Like, he's better than Garoppolo, but that ain't saying a whole lot.
Career-wise, he was better than Cam Newton, though, wasn't he? He's a better quarterback than Cam Newton, wasn't he?
I mean, he'll have bigger counting numbers. But
Cam went to the Super Bowl.
He did. He
had one great year, but he had a couple of pretty good years also.
What great year did Andrew Luck ever have?
All of Andrew Luck's early years were
great. They were all right.
All of his years were great.
He was cool, but I mean, basically what he did every Sunday was just get a lot of garbage yards coming back from behind.
My God, what Andrew Luck were you watching?
The same one that you were watching.
The one from Stanford that the Colts drafted?
Yeah.
Nah, couldn't have been.
I mean, he was okay.
Man, listen.
I mean, we got to give him something.
Andrew
Luck. Kirk Cousins is better than Andrew Luck.
No, he's not.
He played how many years?
He's gonna have a greater career because he'll have played.
He already has a greater
career. But if you're asking me, if you said to me, Nick, you got one game for your life. Do you want Andrew Luck in his prime or Kirk Cousins in his prime? It's Andrew Luck 10 times out of 10, and I'm not blinking.
But based off of what?
I watched the dude. Did you watch the
dude? But give me something. Okay, well, I watched
He's got a stronger arm. He processed faster. He made better plays. He did more with less. Andrew Luck was a ball. Andrew Luck is arguably.
He did more with less. He played with T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne.
Back in the Reggie Wayne.
I think he only had him for one year.
He only had him for one year, too.
He didn't have him a lot. He only had him for one year.
I'll give you a little credit on that because the line
was terrible. And what has T.Y. Hilton been with anybody that wasn't Andrew Luck?
Okay. T.Y. Hilton was all right at one point.
What has he been with anybody that wasn't Andrew Luck?
Well, I think Andrew Luck's problem was that he was too good. Like, he made that team.
He was so good, and they wouldn't protect him.
They didn't put anybody around him. They essentially did him like the Lions did Barry Sanders.
He was so much hype.
Andrew Luck was bad, boy.
I was told, people said that he was the biggest draft prospect since John Elway.
He was.
Did he live up to that?
Well, no, because he didn't play long enough. But if you're asking me how good
just
he was.
Just go some. Oh, no.
Man, please.
Y'all know it's so wild though. We're talking about that. Like, I was actually.
Well, you gotta give him Cam then.
What?
Overall, he had to have a better career than Cam because Cam had.
How many MVP discussions Kirk Cousins has been in?
The first part of his career, phenomenal. Then it started to slide. And when it did, boy, did it.
I would put him like in the same category as
he still can throw 4,000 yards easy now chill anywhere.
I put him in the same category as Derek Carr.
If I'm being honest, if we're gonna look at his career at the end of it, I think he's gonna be better. I think he'd be better than Derek Carr.
He's better than Derek Carr. I would take him over Carr right now.
If there is an MVP, a quarterback that's won an MVP that I would have him compete against, it would be Matt Ryan. Like, Matt Ryan is more
now,
of a...
Now, that's a good discussion.
That's a better comparison.
That's a good discussion.
That's a conversation I had. Yeah. But Cam Newton, I'm not happy.
But now I'll take that back.
All right, well, let me ask y'all this. Hold on.
Matt Ryan had everything.
But, okay. Right.
And that's my point. Matt Ryan had everything.
Literally.
Kirk Cousins hadn't had everything, has he?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Okay. Matt Ryan had everything in order to go win an MVP and then go get in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Kirk Cousins hasn't had that, and he's been decent. He's been pretty decent to good.
Enough to get paid. I'll take it.
But let's keep it moving. I don't want to dwell too long on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But
start doing Kirk Cousins like I had y'all with Derek Carr, man. Was you dragging?
Nah, we ain't gonna do that shit.
How do you feel about that now? Anyway, I wonder. Okay, so look, there's a lot of other things that's going on. Yeah. Russell Wilson is in Pittsburgh. What's your take on that, real quick?
I'll be quick about it. I'm happy for him, but at the same time, I got to root against him. At least twice a year, probably more than that, because I don't want Pittsburgh to win anything.
Yeah,
I gotta borrow the Stone Cold quote about Bret Hart. If you take off the P and replace it with an S and an H, you'll get what I think about Pittsburgh. But kudos to Russell Wilson, but I gotta root against you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Shout out to William Jones, man. I see him over here commenting.
What's up, Will?
What's up? Hey, we gotta talk. Ain't William Jones your boy that love Mr. Trubisky?
He did love Mitch Trubisky. I wonder
where did Mitch Trubisky sign?
Nowhere.
Somebody just signed him.
Did they?
Somebody signed him.
Was it the Raiders?
And this is why I'm so glad to be done with this game. The fact that he can still get paid somewhere, but yet Colin Kaepernick
never could play. Cam is still at home.
Never played again.
Mitch Trubisky signed with the Bills.
How can you keep watching some?
The Bills would do that.
Yeah.
But no, I'm with you on that because.
Shout out to Mr. Trubisky, man.
Mr. Trubisky alone, him and Nate Peterman alone should be the reason why Colin Kaepernick would have won that case had he actually gone through with it. Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, Mr. Trubisky and Nathan Peterman, if he'd have just laid pictures of them in front of the.
Pound a gavel.
Yeah.
Hey, what Uncle Rucker said? that naysayer is guilty. Uncle Ruckus would never say naysayer.
Oh,
never
say bro. Naysayer. Bro,
that was, I saw that clip again the other day, bro. I died laughing. That shit was so funny.
That naysayer is guilty.
Because, yeah. Like, you can see McAfee's face is, like, processing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What did he just say?
Yeah. Yeah, and Reese Davis knew what was up.
Yeah.
He knew what was up.
I almost believed him at first. I almost believed he was, like, really lost on it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
After a while, I was like, nah, he knew
what
was
up. No, Reese Davis knew exactly what was up.
He knew what he was walking into.
What about Derrick Henry going to Baltimore?
I love it. Now, I will say, I don't think that, like, it was a need. But it was also like, all right, this dude is out here, and he gives us an extra dimension in the run game because, man, it's going to be very, very hard now. Like, Lamar should be able to. He should have open receivers everywhere.
Like, here's the thing about it, right? It's like, and this is what I thought about, because it applies for y'all and it applies for us as well. We're getting Saquon. Is the running back position has been very devalued, right?
Very.
But if you are a contender and there's a guy like that out there, then it makes sense to go get him.
Yep.
It makes sense for y'all because, like you said, it adds and accentuates another dimension to y'all's offense.
Yep.
It makes sense for us because DeAndre Swift was on the way out the door. We got a guy that can do everything he can do and do it better. We had to pay him.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But I'm good with that.
And even about Saquon.
The 49ers last year, they going to make a move for Christian McCaffrey.
I was just about to say that.
They didn't need Christian McCaffrey to be good.
But look how much better he made that offense.
They are with Christian
McCaffrey. They went from having like a offense that could barely score.
What are you going to say, Jarvis?
Well, I just want to say this. You're correct.
Okay. You throw your hand like you was like,
come on, man. It was a legit touchdown for like 11, 12, 13 weeks straight.
Right.
So, probably more than
sometimes two a game.
16, 17 weeks straight. Sometimes two a game.
Right.
Not tripping on that. What I'm saying is, this is what I don't like about their head coach. Because of everything you just said is the reason why he will run him in the ground, though. Like, don't just pound him like that, ground and pound, because he made you all better. You've got to share the ball. Spread the ball. You know, like,
that's fair.
Be creative. Make that offense better. He's supposed to make this better. Instead, you just want to just here.
Yeah.
Just give it to him. And then you get to the Super Bowl. Christian McCaffrey, who's it? Where is he?
Right.
Because he did not get the ball enough.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I got a prediction,
so
though.
So, if you think that is real.
I got a prediction for you guys, though.
You think we were a year ahead?
No. A lot of people were saying that, why would Saquon go there if they're going to give Justin, I was about to say Justin Fields, they're going to give Jalen Hurts all the 1 yard touchdown runs? Well, what if they let Saquon take the ball on the center under those. Tush push, what's y'all name for it? Brotherly shove. I'm not calling that shit. It's a tush push. What if
it
Saquon?
It does sound better than tush push, though.
It does.
Tush push
just
sounds freaky. Yeah. well, that play. What if they let Saquon take the ball on the center and give him the touchdowns and save Jalen Hurts?
Or they could run some Philly specials where he's got it and then he's sight and he throws it to Jalen.
You know, listen, Jalen Hurts' quads are this big. Saquon's are this big.
Yeah. I mean, these dudes were squatting a combined like 1,200 pounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your tushpush going to go crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not getting rid of that. That's not going away.
No, that's not going away. They might alter it in some kind of way. You can't have such and such, such and such. But, yeah, I mean, it's a quarterback sneak at the end of the day.
So Saquon in Philly.
But here's the question I have, though. And this is what's really important because the Super Bowl is never won on paper. Right?
Facts.
But this is what I want to know. Who's the better Madden team now, Philadelphia or Baltimore?
Philly by a long shot.
Damn.
By a long shot?
Yeah.
Damn.
As a guy that's been playing a lot of Madden.
The defense isn't that good. Did it get any better?
As a guy that's been playing a lot of Madden recently, Ely 56, feel free to add me, PlayStation Network. Uh-oh. I'm taking all
calling coverage. Everybody out, huh?
Yeah, I'm calling everybody out. Anybody who want it can get this smoke ready to eat for everybody.
You can, man.
Accept my request.
When you send it?
Like 300 days ago.
I was about to say, when we first started doing this shit.
I thought I'd been to it.
It's been a long time. All right, maybe you did. Maybe you did. I'm not sure.
I'll go look for it. It's all
yeah, good. I'm PS5. I got both, but yeah, we cross gen.
Yeah, no, I'm on 5 too, so yeah, it's all good.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, especially if you really learn how to run the RPO in your offense, it's nasty. It's a lot of fun over there. And so
Sounds like Nick may have gotten good.
And Saquon to that, oh man.
Here's the problem, though. Have you played against Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks didn't play with the Titans this year because they suck.
I played probably two games against the Titans.
When his little X gets the lighting up.
Yeah, they don't tackle that.
Now imagine that with Lamar as well.
And then what's so crazy about it, the things that he does on the game, it's like, you can't say it's just a game.
It's real life.
But the problem is that the Ravens receivers don't scare you.
Now I can understand
that. So from a Madden standpoint,
and some of Lamar's throws don't scare you either.
Right. You can do this shit all day because I'm going to put eight in the box. You're going to have to beat me outside.
I just run with them. And then when you figure that out, I'm just going up with a tie.
I'm going to make it impossible for you to run the ball. You're going to have to beat me throwing it.
Yeah. And then, too, like, I think for the Ravens, receiver, what's his name that they draft number four?
Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I told you my mind goes blank a lot. He gives them just an extra dimension that they really haven't had, I guess probably since Hollywood Brown. But he's better than Hollywood Brown was.
Yeah, because they didn't. Yeah, he has to be better.
I mean, I know he made. I wouldn't even call it a bonehead play because the Kansas City defender made a damn good play ripping the ball out when he was going in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude gives them an extra dimension that I think will be very, very pivotal.
He's the only one on their team that is getting. You know, he's like, all right, if you press him, he'll burn. It's a problem. He'll beat you.
And I know that them signing Mike Williams is a long shot, but just throw him an offer and see.
Now that would be nice.
See if he takes it.
Mike Williams is a free agent.
Yeah.
The Chargers got to start slicing and dicing, man. They are still like $40 million over the cap.
Yeah. So they haven't released any of the defensive players who
not
have
yet.
These large contracts.
Not yet.
They're expected to either Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James. I think Derwin was up there.
Yeah.
And
they're all getting paid. Just those three contracts alone are pretty damn.
I think Mike Williams was the fourth one that was up there, and they cut him.
And those are all some of the highest contracts in the league.
What about Keenan Allen?
He's pretty high too, but they're not going to cut both of them.
He's not a free agent.
Oh no, they had just signed him back. They signed him back last year.
And they're going to cut both of them because they got to keep Herbert happy, and they just got Jim Harbaugh. So
no, I don't think that's right about Keenan Allen.
Yeah, they had just
him saying that he probably will retire. Before he went somewhere else, depending on where he would go, if he didn't stay in,
they either signed him back or they were. It was talking them trading him because I know I was trying to get my Ravens to get him last year, but we'll take Mike.
Mike Williams be a good look for y'all, provided he comes back healthy. He'll be a good look for y'all.
Yeah, but
Michael Thomas apparently is gonna be out there too.
I don't want him.
If anybody's interested in the slant boy,
I don't want him.
I'm sorry, I'm not here to disrespect Michael Thomas. I just remember.
I got nothing but love for Mike.
Yeah.
He's a free agent.
Mike. Well, I don't know if he. Did they actually release him, or is it just they're saying, well, no, the league year started today, so yeah, they wouldn't release him today.
He won't be signed till training camp, probably.
Think so?
The seasons he had here lately, he hadn't played much at all.
He's been injured a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be one of those.
Mike just seems like he's always angry to me, though.
Yeah. Well, we
kind of
didn't read his tweets. You hear about him, he's punching people.
We know what he was angry about a few years back with the Drew Brees thing.
Yeah.
And it just seems like everything went left after that.
Right.
Because you
makes me wonder.
You can't disrespect New Orleans' favorite son, Andrew Brees. You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point exactly.
Right. Like you know that. Exactly. You can't do that.
So you're saying something fishy is going on.
Not that it's fishy. It's just that's what it is. Like he won. He came and won them that Super Bowl in 2008 after Katrina and all that. Oh, they won or they went.
Oh yeah, they won. Huh. Oh, in 2008.
Oh, that was 2009. The Saints won the Super Bowl. They won.
They beat the Colts.
Yeah, and so
that was 2009.
Yeah. And so
or 2010.
So you can't go against him.
I see, and he's gone, and he's still suffering. It seems.
All right, I mean, but in New Orleans, you can't go against him, man.
All right, well, who else? Saquon is in Philly. You like that?
I love it. That's a good move. I'm very, like I said, and this is not somebody that dislike. I like DeAndre Swift a lot. I felt like he would have been even better if we had used him more, and more effectively down the stretch.
Yeah,
but
that's how I felt about. I felt the same way about Gus, but at the same time, it's like it's Gus, right?
Right. You can't compare Gus
to Henry.
Right. There's nothing that Gus Edwards does better than Derrick Henry. Right. There's nothing better that DeAndre Swift does better than Saquon Barkley.
Correct.
So other than maybe stay healthy.
Gus was always there, even when he was hurt, he was there.
So provided that Saquon is healthy, not to mention from what I've read, Kellen Moore specifically wanted him, said he'll be the best running back that he's had for his offense ever, which
saying a whole lot.
Maybe it from what I understand, maybe drew a couple of eyeballs. Like
he just knocked the hell out of Zeke right there.
Just kind of took a little shot at Zeke there, but I mean, he's not lying.
No, Saquon.
For whatever Ezekiel Elliott was coming out of college, and he was nice. He was really, really good. He ain't that.
I mean, look, let's be honest. Saquon is really one of the most talented running backs of all time.
As a prospect, I've never seen anything like Saquon. Like, yeah. As a running back, I've...
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, Barry Sanders. About it. About my list.
Just about.
Well, you got your man.
Because when I saw Adrian Peterson, I'm like, dude, what the hell is this?
Yeah. You want to talk about angry. That man.
Hurt, and as much as I hate to say it at this point, Herschel Walker.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because fuck him.
Hell of a talent, though.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously I wasn't alive for that, but going back and seeing his stuff, I'm going, what is this?
Even now, like, he's still a ridiculous athlete now.
I mean, I think he still does, like, 1,000 push-ups a day and whatever else.
The man was doing mixed martial arts at, like, 50, like, winning fights.
That's crazy. That's because I heard after 2 hours of basketball at 33. So,
play no damn basketball. That's your damn
man. But, yeah, very, very happy about Saquon, man. Looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a good bounce back year. That's why I was hinting earlier. I thought you were about to say that we were a year early in our predictions of Ravens and Eagles. And you
know, I would like to see that.
I think it's highly possible. If you're going to predict a Super Bowl matchup, I think it's a good place to start.
Hmm.
That being said, I'm still not backing off of my new mantra here. If you haven't beaten Patrick Mahomes,
doesn't count.
Not betting on you.
Yeah, I go back to what I said about 2 or 3 seasons ago.
And if them dudes sign a receiver, good luck.
I said this a few seasons ago, man. If we know he's this great or this good, whatever you want to call it,
what's the point in watching?
What is the point in watching?
Because it's fun to watch.
Well, now
it's not fun to lose.
It's not fun to lose, but it's still fun to watch.
I mean, I forgot they got y'all twice.
Both of
in
us
that.
Could have Super Bowls right now, and we both have lost to that mm-hmm. brother.
Yeah,
hell, I could have one.
Yeah, you could have had one too. Yeah. But I mean, like, we were in the last game.
Right.
I ain't gonna keep watching that. It's a waste of time now. He's going to be there. You know that.
I am. You know what? I understand. I understand what it felt like to be a Jazz fan in the '90s.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. But that didn't hurt me because I was on the other side. I'm not a Chiefs fan, though. I was a Bulls.
Right,
but I was a Jordan fan.
I would be willing to bet you that Jazz fans in the 90s every year signed up to watch that shit.
I hear you. They probably
thought they had a chance.
But I ain't the Jazz fans. Look, Calvin Ridley is on a new team.
Tennessee Titans.
I
saw that.
He got paid good, too. They 4 years, $92
million. They paid him.
They got the money. Have the Titans signed since they got money? And we're going to wrap it up with who you think is the best free agent signing so far, and what is the next best thing that could happen? Because this thing really just got started. But the Titans signed quite a few people, though, hadn't they?
I know they signed Ridley. I forgot who else they signed.
They signed Ridley. They signed. There's another
think,
one too.
I don't think it was anybody. I'll say this: the sneaky.
I can't see what they're saying on there. Right. William, somebody help me out. Whoever's on here.
I think the sneaky parts, too.
Lamar, if you're on here, help me out, man.
You know he knows.
The Titans signed a few people.
I'm glad you brought that up.
William Jones says that Philly, our offense is a better Madden team. Steven Rutledge seems to think Ravens for sure. Steven, you know Steven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He thinks it's the Ravens.
Okay.
William Jones apparently seems to think that Tony Pollard is the best.
Hell no.
Where is he?
He just said Tennessee signed Pollard.
They did sign Pollard. That's who else they signed.
There we go. Pollard and Ridley. So they've gotten some speed mm-hmm. added to the team. Rand McCarthy.
Are they going to ride with Will Levis?
They're going to ride with Will Levis, I'm sure.
you were kind of high on Will Levis.
I liked him.
I was pleasantly surprised with what I saw out of him on the back end of the season. I will cop to that. Now, that being said, he was throwing to DeAndre Hopkins, who I don't expect to be back.
Yeah, he signed a 2-year deal. He'll probably be back.
Oh, he did? He signed a 2-year?
Yeah, he signed a 2-year deal. Yeah, if they haven't cut him by now, he'll be there.
Did OBJ sign 1 year or two?
He was a 1 year for OBJ.
Oh, okay. Well, he probably won't get signed.
He shouldn't be. He's out there stealing money.
He really was. I was looking for him.
Hey, Wayne, OBJ was stealing money.
I was looking for OBJ in the postseason. Like, where the hell?
So was I.
Where's this guy at? Look, I'm going to say this, though. Even though
hey, Yolanda. I don't know who Yolanda is. Yolanda Long is one of y'all people.
That's my first cousin. One of my cousins.
Hey, how you doing? Here.
What's up, Yolanda? Thank you for joining.
Cuz.
My thing is this with the Titans, and I'll be brief. I just think that Rand McCarthy, or whatever his name is, came from the 49ers. I see what he's doing, and I just want to say it quickly for any Titan fans out there that care. letting go of Derrick Henry, this actually helps the offense. I know that sounds crazy, but every Sunday you watch this boring ass team, this boring ass offense, and they're going to line 8 in the box because they know 22 is all you got, and that's all you're going to do. Now, if they've gotten a better offensive coordinator, well, they have a better head coach. He's coming from Cincinnati. They get more creative. You've got a speedster in Pollard. You've got that other guy.
What did William Jones say?
He said, I was disrespectful saying that he said Pollard was the best signing. I didn't mean to say that, Will. My bad, man.
I'm not saying it's the best signing.
I know. I misread it. He was just saying that they signed
him. Well, look, kudos to Pollard. That's kind of him coming home.
What's up, Libby?
He's from Memphis, so that's he's 3 hours from home now.
He's back home. He can run. He's fast. They're going to switch the offense up. You don't have to see 8-9 in the box for Derrick Henry.
That is going to be interesting.
They're going to try to turn this offense into.
You got Levis. You got D-Hop. You got Calvin Ridley. You got Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've got a good tight end in Chig. Chig something.
African some other. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but you know what's funny? I just gotta take my little stab right quick. It's my Dave Chappelle, like the burn Dave Chappelle, what he did. A lot of Cowboys fans thought they were going to get Derrick Henry. Like, they saw the picture of him buying the house in Dallas, and they
was funny.
You know,
why didn't they get Derrick Henry?
I don't know.
Because they don't have any money.
Oh,
that's probably.
They got to pay Michael Parsons. Yeah, they got to pay
Derrick Henry any money.
They got, but they ain't got shit. They got to, I think Dak has the highest cap hit in the league, if I'm not mistaken. Highest or second highest?
Oh. It's like 50 million.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yeah, and
I thought they should have traded for him.
He's got the second highest. Deshaun Watson.
I think I sent y'all a little graphic earlier.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson has the highest. Dak has the second highest. And they still haven't paid Michael Parsons yet. They haven't paid CeeDee Lamb yet.
Dak Prescott's cap hit this year is $59.4 million.
59. Okay, that's what it is. So, yeah, they're cap strapped.
Daniel Jones' cap hit is $47
million. That's ridiculous. Somebody needs to be fired for that.
The combined cap hit of Jalen Hurts.
Oh, he's already been fired.
The combined cap hit of Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley, $36.2 million.
That's ridiculous. He should be rehired.
Roseman is that dude, man.
I just had to pick at the Cowboys fans because they just knew they were getting Derrick Henry.
Howie Roseman is that dude. That is crazy.
He's good.
That is nuts. He is
nice. He's good. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter. But
Jerry Jones is not that dude.
We gotta compete this year for sure. We need to compete. I say compete. We need to be NFC
Championship. 49ers competed.
NFC Championship game or better.
Doesn't matter unless you get it all.
And I know only one team can do that.
To be clear, I want it all.
It seems like for the next couple years, it's going to be the same team.
But if we
can, the Chiefs three-peat.
If we
can, the first absolute, team to three-peat.
Absolutely, they can.
In the hell are we going to watch it?
What did I say a little bit ago? Until you beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs,
I'm not betting against you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For
you. Yeah, they absolutely can.
So if the Eagles and Chiefs play in the Super Bowl next year,
you're betting on
the Chiefs. If the Eagles and Chiefs play next year in the Super Bowl, you're betting on the Chiefs.
You damn right. Okay. Well, I'm not. Well, I'm not betting at all.
Okay, there you go.
Because I don't want to bet against my guys, but I'm not betting with them. Not against that dude.
Would you go stand on that, what you just said? You don't bet against
them. I'm going to just watch that one and pray because I don't want to bet against my guys.
I'm just so glad.
But I'm not betting against that dude either.
I'm so glad. And Melvin, if you're watching or listening, you remember, I'm so glad we were running late, to get to the game and everything because I was going to make these crazy bets, before we left the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a casino in every hotel in Vegas. So I was passing the sports book, and we were just trying to hurry up and get in that Uber. I'm glad I forgot to make the bets that I was going to make.
Because you was going
to
bet on San Francisco.
I was going all in on a lot of props and some more things. I thought McCaffrey would be MVP. I thought that he would have a hell of a day. I thought that Purdy would probably throw 2 touchdowns. Did he even throw a touchdown? Well, he threw 1, maybe?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I was going all in, and I'm so glad I did. It would have been a long, long, sad plane ride. Yeah, it would have.
That flight to Vegas is longer than you think, too. It's crazy.
Well, I went direct, so yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
but I was talking to Willie Gay's family, and it just kind of went by on the way. Just kind of and I saw him again on the way back. And
he signed with New Orleans.
Willie Gay's gone.
Mm-hmm. Signed with New Orleans.
Okay.
Nice. Him and Mario Davis is going to be a nasty linebacker combination.
His cousin told me that the reason why they came to Vegas was because they knew they were winning. And I'm like, nah, bro, you're wrong. He's like, bro, I'm like, but you told me that he told you to bet on Buffalo in 2022 and you were wrong, and they were wrong. He's like, but nah, man, we here because we know the Cud winning. Mm-hmm. He already know. He did. And that's exactly what they did, though. So, hey. But hey, to each his own, man.
Y'all do y'all.
It is fun to watch. I love the game of football, but yeah, man, my soul is literally gone. At least sports wise, it is. That did it for me. But I really did just smile at it, and I was like, wow, you know what? I'm relieved. Fuck it. I'm done. And I went outside, and I had some post-game. You know,
and that was it. I'm bought in. I can't wait for the season. Can't wait. Of course you are.
Yeah, that's what they do all of this for, though.
That's fine. I can't wait to see it.
NFL free agency is very entertaining, though.
Yeah, it always is very entertaining. It really was. The trades, too, now in the draft, because they do so many trades during the draft.
Honestly, it's starting to pass up NBA free agency for me. NBA free agency is
NFL free agency is always better to me.
Yeah, that sucks.
I wouldn't say always. No, it was.
I don't like NBA free agency.
There was a time for me where I did like it. I'm starting.
And honestly, I
hate to sound like that guy again, but like honestly, it started going left with the decision.
Thank you. Thank you.
For me,
you probably
I hate to sound like that guy. It's like, oh, you ain't no Bron again, but like
it's not even just free agency.
That's kind of when it started going left for me.
It's the entire damn product, because now every year is like, oh well, like we get what's his name?
Part of it is because there's less surprise to it now.
It ain't even a surprise. It's like
you already know where they're going before the. You know what I'm saying?
Correct, but because of the decision, now it's like, oh, well, this guy wants to play with this guy. He really wants to play with this guy.
Yeah,
he's thinking about going here because he wants to team up with this guy. I'm sick of that shit.
I'm surprised Kyle Shanahan didn't go for Kirk Cousins. I'm kind of surprised.
Maybe he did. He just couldn't get him.
Maybe he couldn't afford it.
Well, I think right now
I'm surprised Kirk didn't take a pay cut.
I think now they have to.
Why would he?
They have to be all in on Purdy now.
What do you think? I told you what he does when he sees Kirk Cousins. At least that's what it seems. I'm surprised he didn't go for it.
I'm just like,
wait a minute, Jarvis.
I forgot.
What is he?
That Monday night game that we lost to Minnesota, I think he had an erection. Ratchet concussions. I do. It just looked like that. You know, listen to his press conference and everything. It sounded like he wasn't even mad about the loss. He was just drooling over, man, I wish I had a guy Kirk Cousins. And it's like, no, you should have went to go scout Patrick Mahomes, you idiot. That's what you should have done.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway.
Well, I mean, I guess. But I mean,
he could have came up with an excuse like, hey, man, probably you didn't win us the Super Bowl. You out. I don't know. I mean, some 49er fans probably wish.
Yeah, what I'm saying, why would he? I'm just like, what can Kirk Cousins do that Brock Purdy can't?
Yeah, they're locked in on Purdy now.
Yeah.
Purdy's better than Cousins.
I wouldn't say he's better, but he's earned his spot.
Purdy's better than Cousins.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think Cousins would do as well as Purdy is in that offense.
I do. I think he'd do at least as well.
They are
in the same tier, I think.
I can see that.
Let me rephrase. Let me stop.
Cousins has a better arm though, doesn't he?
I think Kirk has a better arm. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, Purdy.
And
Kirk
has done it for longer, so I'm not gonna. You know, this is Purdy's first year where it's like, okay, he looks like a guy.
He moves the offense, but there's still a lot of limitations.
Because, like, if I'm gonna tell you that I think Kirk Cousins right now is probably right at 8 to 10 in the league.
Right now,
yeah, I would. Then that would say to me that Purdy is probably 13 to 15, 12 to 15.
Hmm. I almost want to name some quarterbacks.
Try it.
Let me say this though. I know one thing.
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Hurts, Jackson, A-Rod still.
Josh Allen. Did you say Josh already?
I think I did, didn't I?
Jalen.
I said Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Hurts, Jackson. No particular order, so don't fight me on that. Aaron Rodgers.
We still on Aaron Rodgers?
Healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert.
I would definitely put Herbert over.
Why?
I'm.
Neither were they in the postseason, were they?
Or
did Trevor make the postseason?
Trevor didn't make it.
Neither were in the postseason.
I
think we give Kirk Justin Herbert and Trevor
Lawrence.
Kirk
hurt this year too.
A little too much credit.
Kirk hurt this year too.
He was hurt this year too.
Yeah, he was out. But he was kind of balling before he got hurt.
Matt Stafford.
CJ Stroud, yeah.
CJ Stroud is definitely better.
Well, right now. But let's not get crazy over one season. Though.
Right, because if I'm not going to do it for Purdy, I'm not going to do it for Stroud either.
We thought Colin Kaepernick was going to be the next.
Stroud is, I feel very good about him. I will say that. I mean, it's hard not to at this point. Yeah.
They made a signing this year, too. Who did they sign?
Who?
The Texans.
They just signed.
Yeah, let's get a quick rundown on everybody real quick before we.
It's somebody that matters.
And Josh Jacobs went to the Packers.
Josh Jacobs went to the Packers. They released Aaron Jones.
And Aaron Jones went to the Vikings.
Aaron Jones went to the Vikings. That's
Josh Jacobs is it a Packer?
He's Josh Jacobs is a Packer. Aaron Jones is a Vikings.
They got Aaron Jones in?
Oh. Aaron Jones went to the Vikings. There's going to be a lot of teams going against, you know, in with their division rivals this year.
Oh, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me Justin Jefferson and Aaron Jones are on the same team?
That's correct.
So they just need a quarterback.
They just need a quarterback.
Are they going to get Justin Fields? Go get Justin.
It would be cool if they did.
Go get Justin. Minnesota?
I would trade for him.
How do y'all feel about Atlanta then? They've got Drake London. They've got Kyle Pitts.
They could be dangerous.
John Robinson.
No, they could be dangerous. And all jokes aside, now they could be dangerous. Yeah. Because all they needed was a quarterback, in my opinion.
I'm trying to go find it. They signed
some. They signed some running back.
A running back?
Right.
Josh Jacobs is in Green Bay.
He's in Green Bay.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was a free agent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I was about to say. This could be, this year could very well be a sign of things to come for running backs. Like, we could see running backs changing teams almost every year.
I feel for Antonio Pierce. What is he going to do now?
Get fired after next year.
Get fired after a year.
You know the drill.
Damn it. Why you take him away, man?
You know the drill. I mean,
this is actually a better team he's going to, and he is good. He kind of had a down year, but that line in Vegas kind of seemed a little
Vegas weak. Had no chance of winning this year. They was set up for failure.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo? What happened to him?
He's waiting to get cut.
Yeah, he's about to get cut.
They have to cut him, and then he's suspended for a few games for performance enhancing drugs. I don't know what the hell he was trying to enhance.
What did it enhance?
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever he took, he should have taken it.
People would say that Jimmy must have slept with your wife, or why do you hate Jimmy so much?
You don't hate Jimmy.
That's what they would say about anybody that said anything remotely negative about Jimmy Garoppolo, even though they were facts.
I don't think you hate Jimmy.
No, I didn't hate him.
You saw him for what
he
was.
I just didn't like him.
Yeah, you saw him for what he was.
Yeah.
I think I saw that they said the Cowboys are the only team that has not signed a new player.
Because they ain't got no money.
They ain't got no damn money.
Yeah. So that's.
But they got a good loaded team, so they need it. They're trying to get ready to pay Micah Parsons. So
they got to pay Micah Parsons.
Yeah, they got to.
They
got to
pay CD, and that's listen. At the end of the day, Dak is gone after this year.
Okay, it's not. It must not be a running back.
Don't be so sure about it.
Shit.
I thought he'd be gone after this year.
They still had guaranteed money on the book. So,
oh well, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the best signing so far was who? Oh, and I want to say this real quick.
Noah Brown re-signed with the Texans.
Maybe they haven't signed anybody yet.
That's good.
Yeah.
He looked like he's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe they haven't signed
anybody. The Texans are fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
As
if I'm not doing anything and they're on the TV or whatever and I'm bored or something, I may
see. They are fun to watch.
Yeah, they kept both of their tight ends, Noah Brown and Dalton Schultz.
Shout out to D'Amico.
I think Noah Brown's a tight end. Well, they got to listen to the receiver. I thought he was a tight end.
Who was that?
Noah Brown.
He's a receiver.
I don't know why I thought him was a tight end. He's a big receiver.
I think it was a Noah Fant or something like that. It was a tight end.
Noah Fant is,
yeah.
What were you about to say, Jarvis?
Real quick, I want to say this about Kyle Shanahan. Just anything to just talk about Kyle Shanahan, I like it. Remember all the things that I was saying about Kyle Shanahan when the season started, or right before the season started?
Yeah.
And then when it started, I said, I'm done. I'm not going to say anything else.
Right.
But you better win this year, which he did not.
He did not.
One of the main things I would say was it was Trent Williams and everybody else on that offensive line. If there's anything you can pinpoint on why the Niners lost the Super Bowl, wouldn't you say it was probably the offensive line that struggled? Even Trent Williams struggled in that Super Bowl.
He didn't have.
So what I'm trying to say is, remember those three first-round picks that Shanahan gave away for a quarterback named Trey Lance?
Yeah.
While you're telling me about a compository pick that they got with Purdy, they could have fixed that offensive line had they not put it on Trey Lance, who's not even a Niner anymore.
Right.
Who was a third-string quarterback on another team.
Yeah.
That line is terrible. And this is how I know it's scripted, because they shouldn't have made it as far as they did with that line.
Right.
If you look at it, you're probably scratching your head. Like, let's just say you're an AFC guy. You didn't watch a lot of 49er games, probably the primetime games. But you're watching these games, and you're probably saying, how the hell did the Niners get this far? McCaffrey is sometimes trying to turn 2 yards in a cloud of dust. But his fancy footwork and how good he is, he could turn it into 5 yards.
You know why I think they got that far?
That'd be a hard 4 or 5 yards.
If I'm judging it on, like, you're always on the side of it not being real. I'm on the side of it being real. If I'm looking at it.
You know who the running back was the Texans got?
Who was that?
They traded for Joe Mixon.
That's who it was. I knew it was something.
Mixon is a Texan.
They traded for Joe Mixon.
Yep.
So who did they lose in order to get him?
I think draft pick or something.
They probably just gave away a fifth
round. No, they got the Damien, what's his name, Pierce? What's the
running back?
Singletary.
Singletary went to the Giants. He replaced Saquon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Giants are going to be
to answer your question, the best free agent signing to me
yeah.
actually didn't even leave his own team. It's Chris Jones.
What, he re-signed or something?
Re-signed with Kansas City. They paid him, and they paid him exactly. They paid him what they should have paid him. I think it's, what was it, 5 years, $150 million?
Yeah, because they're not winning without him.
How old is Chris Jones? They'll be signing five-year deals.
Yeah, this is basically, this is his retirement deal, for sure. So, like, some of that money is inflated, whatever.
I'm sure it is. But backloaded.
Yeah, but he's... Maybe front-loaded. Like, they... The Chiefs are showing me that they are the type of organization, like the Eagles, that when you get to that point in your career and when you've been that guy for that long,
yeah,
we're going to make sure we do right. So, that's his retirement contract.
Kobe Lakers vibes. Yeah.
Kind of, except for, like I said, the situation was different because it was kind of like, all right, we have to pay. You know, we got to pay to somebody. Might as well give it to him because we couldn't get nobody else because we suck at our fucking jobs.
Yeah.
Don't get me into that right now.
William, you got anything to say before we get out of here? I would love to hear anything that you would have to say about your Niners, your 49ers.
Let me get back, see what you've been saying. I was looking at
He said your Niners, not our Niners.
You caught that?
I did.
Yeah.
Jarvis is
turning. I'm telling you, though, but watch this game I'm going to play. I'm done. This is when they're finally going to win.
Oh, the Vikings did get a quarterback.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, see, some trash.
Sam Darnold.
Some trash.
Some trade.
The Texans also signed Danielle
Hunter. He's going to be their starter?
I would assume they're going to draft one.
I'm assuming they're going to draft some
Vikings. It's not real. I don't care about any of that, though. But for entertainment purposes and to, you know, to sell tickets, go get Justin Fields. Go get Justin Fields.
They're going to draft. Yeah, either that or they'll trade their
draft. Oh, yeah, y'all telling me they're not going to trade him now. The Bears aren't going to trade him.
Hmm.
Oh, they definitely wouldn't trade him to the Vikings. Why would they do that? I'm tripping.
I mean, if the Vikings have give the best offer for him.
What draft pick do the Vikings have?
That I don't know.
It's got to be top 10.
They didn't make the postseason, so.
Right.
Damn, Justin Jefferson. It seems like he may have to get on down then.
I mean, I would take their one for this year and their one for next year for the first pick. But then you risk giving them Caleb Williams and you never know in your own division.
The Vikings have the fifth pick.
Damn. Oh, yeah, I would take their fifth pick this year.
So if the Bears have the first and the ninth.
Yep.
If they were to trade Justin Fields to the Vikings, they could get their fifth, their number five, and probably some other stuff.
They're not going to get a first-round pick for Justin Fields.
Why not?
I don't think anybody values him that high.
Hmm. It just depends on how desperate you are. I would say Washington Commanders should give away a first round.
They should give away the whole damn franchise.
I would think if you would be willing to draft anybody other than Caleb Williams in the first round, you'd be willing to trade a first rounder for Justin Fields.
I see that. Yeah, I can see that.
I can see one. Or right. You know,
yeah, see, they get two. You know, they get the first rounder. Oh, we got to. Okay, cool. Maybe some other stuff, you know, a fifth rounder, whatever.
Right.
Offensive guard they don't need or something, just to make the money and whatever else. But I can see that. I think if you would draft anybody other than Caleb Williams in the first, I'd probably include Caleb Williams. The only reason I wouldn't is because the hype around him is so high and such a kind of a big thing.
Right. Yeah.
But if anybody, if you were going to draft a J.J. McCarthy or a Drake May or any, you trade a first rounder for Justin Fields.
Yeah, don't draft Drake May. He's going to be ass, just like all the rest
of the people. He's going to be Mr. Biscuit.
From that school. Exactly. If not worse.
Didn't he go to North Carolina?
Yes.
There you go.
Just the same thing I was saying about that Duke quarterback that got drafted by the Giants.
Yeah, he's Mr. Biscuit.
What are you thinking about? It's a reason why this stuff happened, man.
Hey, mama. I see you watching. Elite
families or something like that, man. These people don't belong in the NFL. You know damn well Daniel Jones and those guys don't belong in the league. Daniel they're elites. They're coming from elite families or something.
And they paid them again. Just,
hey, come to the league. We're going to give you some money.
He's a secret Manning, man. You didn't see that?
Hey, he's something.
He does look like
Eli. He looks like he would play Eli Manning in the biography of Eli Manning.
You're not lying. You're not wrong. And he acts his whole...
Yeah, his whole thing. He would be Eli Manning.
His body language and everything.
Eli Manning at Ole Miss.
What am I doing here?
Getting drunk and pissing off the balcony.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they were all trained by Cutcliffe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cutcliffe trains the Mannings.
We're going to skip over that part I just said about. I mean, we can talk about that.
So, did y'all give me your answers with the best free agent signings? Chris Jones.
He resigned with his
You're probably right, too.
You know what?
He's a top 5-7 player in the league.
Yeah.
You hold on to him.
Might be a little bit of a shock, but I'm actually going to go with Saquon. I think Saquon could very much rejuvenate his career. I think he could definitely do for the Eagles offense what McCaffrey did for the 49ers. And
that's dangerous because our receivers are better than
That's what I was about to say. We've never seen Saquon around any kind of talent like this. From the moment he got to New York, they've been shit.
Because OBJ was hurt when he first got there, right?
Correct. So he's never had this much collective talent. And shout out to OBJ. I'm not trying to disrespect him at all.
Right, that's why I said that.
Yeah. But to have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, he's never had this much talent at one time.
I mean, Jalen can damn near close his eyes and just throw the ball in a direction and
so
let's roll, guys.
You can't stack the box against him because those guys are so good. He's got a quarterback that can run, and you guys can study the history of offense with running quarterbacks. They always lead the league in rushes one way or another.
Yeah.
The Ravens
led the league. Y'all done it like 2 or 3 years in a row.
Yeah, the Ravens led the league in rushing last year with a committee of running backs.
Yeah.
Lost a starter.
Because you always got to account for the quarterback.
Well, they lost a starter in week one.
Yeah.
And they still led the league in rushing.
Because you always got to account for that quarterback.
Absolutely. So, yeah, and that offense over in Philly, if they do right and give them the ball, especially even in the passing game, man, like Saquon we might see something. We might see some stuff that we've never seen, honestly, if he stays healthy.
Kellen Moore seems excited about
it. Is Mike Evans still in Tampa?
Yeah, he signed back early.
Yeah, he signed back. They paid him.
Mike ain't leaving Tampa. I don't
Baker Mayfield signed?
Did he Baker resign? Mayfield is signed back, too.
So they're going to run that back. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave Tampa either. All that
How much money Baker get again? He got 4 years, 100 and...
I forgot how much it was. They paid him well, 50? Though.
They gave him that much security?
Yeah,
they paid him well.
They took pretty good care of him, yeah. I think he got
30. Way to revive his career.
Me and my pops was talking about it because I thought he might get $40 million a year. He got 35, I think.
He can start making commercials now. He's all right.
Yeah,
He had a good year without it.
He's redeemed himself now. He can start making commercials.
He had a good year without the commercials. That those commercials aren't funny.
Somebody told me, and it may have been you, Terry. They said Baker Mayfield is sober Johnny Manziel.
Pretty much, when he's sober. And shout out to Manziel. I don't know if you guys saw that interview with Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, man. That was dope. I think we talked about it last time.
That's probably
time.
One of the best ones that they've had.
Sounded like he was pretty honest from what
he's very honest.
Some of the stuff Nick sent me.
And shout out to how he felt about Reggie Bush, man. That meant a lot to me.
And he ended up posting on Twitter and standing by it. He said he's not going back to the Heisman ceremony until Reggie.
I don't blame him. I wish they would all do that.
Oh, really? He said that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
And Cam Newton, I saw Cam Newton on his stuff. He was saying that he doesn't go, but his is not just because of the Reggie stuff.
Because of his dad.
Yeah, because of how they treated his dad. And I don't blame him either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, he's like, you know, I'm not a plus one type of guy. I got 8 kids, bro. Like, if I'm coming to this, I want my kid. You know, of course I want my kids to see, hey, yeah, your daddy was this. You know, and.
Damn, 8 kids, though.
Yeah, he.
Can we end on 8 kids?
He got busy, boy. He and what's the other dude named? Antonio Cromartie.
Cromartie's got 14.
Man, Cromartie
was it 14? I thought it was 9.
Man, Cromartie was putting out kids like
it Cromartie was. Cromartie got a vasectomy and had more kids after the vasectomy.
That dude's sperm got something in it. I'm trying to tell you, it's levels to this.
So he got his money back for that, right?
I don't know.
The vasectomy, it didn't work.
$600?
But still. This'll be a lawsuit or something behind there. Like, hey man, you well, telling me I couldn't have
it's
kids
not, but it's not 100% though.
That shit is not guaranteed.
No, it's not.
Nah, it's not 100%. Nah, it's I don't know what it's probably like 95 maybe. I don't know to be sure, but
his sperm got vibranium.
It's not 100%.
It ain't playing.
And every once in a while, you know. Man said vibranium.
Oh man.
Well, the power of the Black Panther have not been stripped away.
We gotta get out of here, guys, but I'm gonna say this one last thing. I think the dumbest move in free agency from what I hear. Because I'm sorry, I don't know much about it. That's why I let y'all have the floor. Aaron Jones getting released was stupid.
They signed Josh Jacobs.
I don't care. They're still stupid.
I
watch Aaron Jones run over my Niners, run over the Cowboys in the postseason. That boy was on. He was letting
I
ain't going anywhere.
I like Aaron Jones, but I don't. And I'm kind of with you because I don't. As much as I like Josh Jacobs, I don't think
Josh
he can do. I don't think he can do what Aaron Jones did out of the
passing game.
Now, it might be a situation where they wanted a more traditional style back. I would have cut AJ Dillon instead of Josh.
But you had to pay Aaron Jones.
And you would have got the best of both worlds. We're gonna power run a little bit with Josh.
Yeah.
We're gonna do some screens with Aaron. Maybe they couldn't pay him. I don't know. But they could have worked.
Well, they got to pay the quarterback.
Aren't paying anybody.
Well, they got to pay the quarterback.
Years down the road.
This year.
I think it's after this season.
Why am I thinking he just came into the
this league? Year they got to pay Christian Watson.
I think it's after this season, right?
It's now.
Christian Watson got this offseason.
He was, unless they franchise tag him, but last year was his player option.
Oh.
Christian Watson is playing full season before he gets paid.
I agree.
What about Brandon Ayuk? William, what's up, man? Where you go? And Brandon Ayuk, is he still a Niner?
As far as I know, yeah.
For now.
But I mean, but Jordan Love's not going to get the contract.
He's going to get the contract, but I mean, he still got to pay him.
He might get a Kirk Cousins, 4 years, 180. You got to pay him, but it ain't. You ain't paying him Mahomes and Burrow and Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson money.
You got to at least give him Daniel Jones money.
I wish Mike Evans 40 million went somewhere else. I wanted to see Mike Evans somewhere else.
Okay.
I do too.
I don't know where I'd do that. Somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's boring.
If Daniel Jones, he's 40 million.
But it's boring. They're boring.
That weather's so good in Tampa, though. That's why he's leaving. Yeah, I don't blame him.
Also, like I said, I think I told you this earlier. We were remiss last episode when we did the it hadn't happened at the time. Obviously, we didn't tell y'all. We intentionally left Dragon Ball Z off of the list.
Because it was too damn good.
Right, of greatest animated shows, even though apparently this guy's never watched it. But that's another story for another day. Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
Passed away, I think that was last Thursday?
Who? He's the writer of Dragon Ball Z, the creator.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Akira Toriyama.
Made my childhood exponentially better.
Yeah.
Hey, Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made my childhood exponentially better.
When was this show coming on? When was it, like, what years?
So, like, you're, like, completely unfamiliar with Dragon Ball
Z. I remember the name, but I've never watched it.
I mean, it was on in the 80s, really, but we picked up on it in the mid to late 90s.
It was that old?
Yeah, he created Dragon Ball Z in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He created Dragon Ball in the 80s.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
Yeah. So, shout out to that guy. I think he made my childhood and everybody else's childhood 10 times better.
If I could ever find them, which they're probably thrown away and long since destroyed. It's an anime.
Okay.
Yeah. I had folders and folders full of traced drawings of Goku and Gohan.
Yeah,
and
man. Listen.
And the rest of them.
And listen, Vegeta, I don't know if a lot of folks don't know, but like Saiyans are really black people. But that's a different discussion.
Yeah. That's
the thing. That's a whole different discussion.
That's the whole thing about the old cartoons, right? There was always a message, whether you knew it or not. And that was.
Yeah. But y'all, we're gonna get out of here. I know it's running way late for us.
Hope your teams did good in free agency. I hope you got whoever you wanted, and if you didn't, well.
Oh, well.
What can you do?
Oh, well.
It doesn't matter anyway, trust me. It doesn't matter.
How did the old folks used to tell us, tough titty?
The Ravens will run the football all season long until the playoffs.
Until they play against Mahomes.
Or until they're about to lose, yeah. Yeah, and that'll be the reason why. Like, whatever. I'm sure the Eagles and the Ravens in the Super Bowl, that would be nice. It probably could happen. It would be great for the podcast.
It would be great.
We would see. I don't have a fight in this at all anymore. So congrats to both of you guys. Good luck. I mean, I don't know.
New Orleans.
Ooh, we could go to that.
We could. I don't have New Orleans money. So
New Orleans is not an expensive place.
It's not an expensive. But the game is expensive though.
I mean, Vegas was. We don't have to go to the game.
I'm not going down there. Not going to the game. What kind of shit is that?
My man.
We'll talk about it.
My man.
Guys, we got to get out here.
We got to go for sure now.
We'll be back next week, and we're going to do some top 10 something, regardless of seeing what's going on.
We're
going
to give y'all
depending
something.
What's going on. We will come back probably for a short snippet of some breaking news if it happens, because we definitely want to try to keep track with what's going on with free agency. But
hey, Kristen.
Again, none of it matters. Who cares?
My sister. We're out. Also, so.
Peace out, y'all.
Thank y'all for watching.
Y'all be easy.